My sport, my favorite sport is football.
Breakfast Trojans. Breakfast Devil Trojans. Breakfast time. You're horrible at this game. Breakfast Trojans. All right, the sand in the dial is done. What is it?
Breakfast starts. We're going for breakfast starts. Pac-12 football is back. Woo!
Let's welcome go. Back. Welcome back.
Final major conference, any conference, to kick off football comes back this weekend.
How happy do you think Herm Edwards is to get his team fired up for a 4:45 breakfast in the morning?
Hey, got some eggs and bacon for her.
Bus leaves at 4:45. You kids are going to be rolling out of the fraternities right about then.
I know. Come over, Herm. I'm cooking at my place. I'm over in Hermosa Beach. You're probably staying on the west side anyway. You're in downtown L.A. It's all boarded up because of the elections.
You're hosting Herm with Bloody Mary's breakfast sandwiches. Let's go. Wow. Let's get those devils. Okay. I think we flipped the script here. We throw shade at the Big Ten and SEC. Yeah. We're already in their way.
Yeah. You remember Bill Rabinowitz, Ohio State Buckeyes beat writer? Great guy. We had him on the show. He's playing the guitar. You know what, Bill? You missed out on the Ducks earlier this season, but the Ducks are coming for the Buckeyes. They're advancing the BCS. They're knocking off the Buckeyes. Then they're taking down Bama. Oh,
is literally our only hope for the Pac-12. I am a Duck fan at this point. I'm a Duck fan and a Jaden Delora fan because the latest projections for ESPN have the Ducks in a New Year's Game Bowl, in the Fiesta Bowl, but not in the College Football Playoff. So if you read between the lines there and from what I've heard, listening to others in and around the conference and college football, you can go 7-0. You can win your league or win the Pac-12, but the likelihood that a 7-0 team is going to get in over maybe a 10-2 SEC team or an 8-1 or 9-1 Big Ten team is unlikely. But if there's anyone that can do it, it's Mario Cristobal and those Ducks.
And Clay Helton and my USC Trojans. I will take this thing off and I'll put on a Trojan helmet hat if the Ducks are out and the Trojans are in.
That might change real quickly when Big Herm beats Helton tomorrow morning at 10, wow. Excuse me, 9 a.m. You'll be singing the ASU Sun Devil fight song because it's really going to come down to that. It's whoever wins that game tomorrow at 9 a.m., you better win the South outright and then go on and play the Ducks. I don't see anyone in the North, especially with the way the schedule's played out already and the fact that I don't think they played for any COVID instances. Now we already have two games that are out. So Huskies are already out of it just due to COVID. Thanks, Cal.
Is there enough time to make these games up?
I don't think there is if you want to be considered for the College Football Playoff. Yeah. So you're already out the door. What do you do?
I don't know. So it's five games. You play all your conference opponents. Then it's the crosstown crossover for the sixth game. And then based on your record off of those six games, there's a seventh game. And does it South versus North in those seven games?
So it's South versus North for the conference title. And then from there, it would be kind of selected based on region. Who knows? We might see two Apple Cups this year. That could happen. But in consideration that this is really potentially a free year for most of these football players, Yogi Roth actually did a pretty nice job doing a little kind of 4-minute thing about the Pac-12. It's back, but you know, you're playing from behind. I amount this to, and I'm always the one to say this, but hopefully you can catch on here. You know how you used to go to parties? You never want to be a show up first, but you never want to show up last. Yeah. I feel like you look at the records in the top 25, it's like 7-0, 6-0. Those are the amount of beers those people have had already at the party. And they're having a great time. You walk in, you're forgotten. You're playing catch up.
Yeah.
And you take a misstep. You might have a couple shots of tequila to play catch up, and all of a sudden you're on the floor. That's what's happened to the Pac-12 conference. We're going to try.
Or they might not even get into the party.
Party's full. That's what they're saying. College football playoff is full. Sorry, Mario. Sorry, bud. There's a party out back you can go hang out at. But
I think the only way the Pac-12 gets a team in the BCS is if USC or Arizona State go undefeated, Oregon goes undefeated, they play in the championship game, one of those teams advances, and Bama loses, and Justin Fields has a stomach flu and misses a game against Michigan. That's the only way we're getting a team in the BCS.
A lot of things have to happen, and you're right. Here's the thing, though. If you look at the top 25 currently as it stands, we have two teams in the top 25. The one of the highest ranking is the Oregon Ducks. I believe they're in the top 10 in or around, depending on if it's AP or coaches poll. I think USC is in the lower kind of 20 range. So what they're saying is Oregon, if you're going to have any sort of argument of getting a Pac-12 team in, it has to be Oregon. And they have to win out handedly. Mm-hmm. That's not to say they can't. Because they do have probably one of the best defenses in the country. They have two of probably the best defensive players, and one's never even played a snap yet. Thibodeau's a monster. So, I mean, we just got to have – if I'm the conference, I want Oregon to walk over everyone by 40. Yeah. And I want them to play every team, like on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so they're college football eligible. And somehow Mario is in – battling Dabo for the national championship. Do you want to get into some picks?
Yeah, let's invite our special guest.
Why can't I see him?
Because he doesn't have his camera on.
Or his mic on. Our WSB listeners, we have a very special guest.
Want to say hi?
Hi.
All right. Brick, we're going to need to know your full name, age, and where you live.
My name is Brick Michael Brick.
How old are you?
4.
And where do you live?
In Missoula.
Missoula, Montana.
And who's your favorite Seahawk?
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
All right, Brick. So we're bringing you on for our segment called Brick's Picks. You're gonna pick all of the Pac-12 games for us this week. Your employment is contingent on how well you do during these picks. All right. How much do you want to be paid for this segment?
$9.
All right. We'll see if we can. I think we can do that.
All right, Brick. The first game. It's the Arizona State Sun Devils versus the Southern California Trojans.
California
Trojans.
Good pick there. I like that one.
All right, Brick. The next one is UCLA Bruins versus Colorado Buffaloes.
The Buffalo.
Colorado. Carl Durek getting his first win. I like it.
DTR is going to go down that game too. All right, Brick. Stanford Cardinal versus Oregon Ducks.
The Ducks.
Quack, quack.
All right, the most important one, Brick. Better get this one right.
No pressure.
Or you could be fired in 2 seconds. Washington State Cougars versus Oregon State Beavers.
Oregon State!
Whoa, he's going Beavers! The chainsaw will be rocking and rolling on Saturday.
Boom, boom. All right, Brick. Brick's pick sponsored by Lost Run Pro. Brick, tell everyone what your favorite sport is.
My favorite sport is football.
All right. Brick, can you give us a your dad went to UW, so can you give us a Husky W?
He thinks I went to Texas.
Brick, you're awesome. Say goodbye. See you, Brick.
Good
Go job. Have 1 to 2 beers, okay?
Okay.
We'll send the $10. It's coming.
You can keep the change.
Okay.
See you, Greg. Here's another thing. The last thing I want to mention about the Pac-12. They came out and said that in Washington, parents can't even go to the game.
Yeah, you were texting me that.
Parents of the kids? There's 35,000 people at Martin Stadium in Pullman, and there's 80,000 people down in Montlake. You don't believe that, okay, there's 100 kids, there's two parents, that's 200, maybe 300 at most. You can't socially distance them in the stadium? Come on.
Yeah. The parents of the starters sit down low, the reserves sit up top. If you're a walk-on, you could watch the game through the fence.
Go, Billy. Oh, it's going to be interesting. All right. So there's your preview.
Yeah. It's the Pac-3. It's Arizona State. It's USC and Oregon. All the other games are irrelevant.
They can be played on the Pac-12 network. Who cares?
Yeah, no one's watching anyways.
All right. WST Podcast. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. Rate and review us 5 stars. This is sponsored by 88 Acres. You go in your local grocery store, check out 88 Acres. They are allergy-free, great energy bars, great granola,
yeah,
great butters.
Great everything.
Great everything. WST underscore podcast, wherever you get in your social media, WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Okay, Wynn, any parting words?
Go Ducks, go Trojans, go Sun Devils. Go Irish, beat Clemson, please.
Ooh.
Ooh, big game tomorrow.
DJ Uga-la-lely.
Yeah. I still think Clemson will win.
I'm going to, if the Hawks don't make the Super Bowl, I'm going to say tank for DJ from here on out. The kid's a stud.
Okay.
All right. WST Podcast. Pac-12 is back. K-Win's up at 8 a.m. tomorrow cooking eggs and bacon.
Yep. And then I'll be scouting DTR for Kyle Shanahan and the Niners later in the day.
Boom.